This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Everyone's talking.
Since I was a girl, I've known that fame is my destiny.
And getting down on the dance floor.
Is anybody legendary here?
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, May 19th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. And just like that, another season of The Masked Singer has come to a close, and another veiled vocalist has been crowned. The finale Wednesday night was just an hour long, but it packed in 5 great performances, 2 elimination rounds, and 3 reveals. The first elimination was royally depressing because it was the prince who wouldn't be moving on, actor and singer Cheyenne Jackson. With the prince out of the competition, Ringmaster and Firefly were left to battle it out. Ringmaster was revealed to be the Goldberg star Haley Arantia, and the winner, Firefly, was R&B singer-songwriter, actress, and model Tiana Taylor. Science fiction's favorite drunken grandfather and complaining grandson duo Rick and Morty are about to embark on a new kind of quest. Adult Swim announced that it has greenlit Rick and Morty the Anime, a 10-episode adventure from director Takashi Sano. While Sano will adapt themes and events of the main series, Rick and Morty the Anime will stand on its own as an original work and will premiere at a to-be-announced date on both Adult Swim and HBO Max. The scandal surrounding actor Armie Hammer is set to be the subject of a new true crime special. ID and Discovery Plus have announced a new slate of TV offerings, with the Social Network star and his family being the subjects of the docudrama House of Hammer. The program will explore the sordid past of 5 generations of Hammer's family using, quote, a trove of archive and interviews from survivors and family members to expose a dysfunctional dynasty with its male characters exhibiting all the devastating consequences of privilege gone wild. That, according to a press release from the network. Last year, the actor was accused of rape and other acts of violence, according to attorney Gloria Allred, during a virtual news conference at the time. Hammer denied those allegations through his attorney, and at the time, he called them, quote, bullshit, citing vicious and spurious online attacks. And Marnie Schulenburg, the daytime Emmy-nominated actress known for her work on TV series including As the World Turns and One Life to Live, died Tuesday in Bloomington, New Jersey from metastatic breast cancer. She was 37. A former gymnast, she made her television debut in 2007 on The Young and the Restless, playing Allison McDermott Stewart. Though the character originated on As the World Turns in 1994, Schulenburg made her debut in the role on a crossover episode of Young and the Restless. She would go on to play Stewart until the series finale of As the World Turns in 2010, becoming the actress who inhabited the role the longest. Her performance earned her a Daytime Emmy nomination for Outstanding Younger Actress in a Drama Series in 2010. In 2013, Schulenburg joined the relaunched One Life to Live as Jo Sullivan. Her other TV credits included The Good Fight, Blue Bloods, Elementary, and Royal Pains. She'll also be on the upcoming season of the Showtime drama City on a Hill, playing the recurring role of Maggie Kaysen. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head over to EW.com. Are you ready to slay the house boots down? Well, the contestants on our number 3 pick are ready to do that and so much more on the season premiere of Legendary. The HBO Max competition series is back for its 3rd season, and this time it's getting personal. 10 houses will compete against each other with jaw-dropping voguing routines, which include tons of spins, death drops, and the classic Vogue dance moves. The title of the most legendary is on the line. Oh, and $100,000. Here's a preview.
You ready for this?
Hold up, hold up. Hold up, hold up.
Voguing is an expression.
discussion. It's supposed to be about
passion,
family,
drama.
Hold up!
Damn!
Welcome to Legendary.
We're about to bring the fire.
This house is fire, baby.
It's a lot on the line.
You were shaking that pudding on that thing.
Everyone, give it up for Keke Palmer.
I love hearing everything each of you has to say.
Yeah, but my critiques are always the best.
Who's saying that?
The world.
Buckle up. Things are about to get wild.
Unicorn bitch stepping on a beat. Get your tail by the way I'm on my feet.
You guys have it in you to become legendary.
We love to vote.
I want to win.
I know I said our names way too early. Not my fault, though.
I am so excited to be a part of this.
Hot damn.
This is why I came to this show.
Ballroom gives us that outlet to truly express ourselves.
I knew as a little boy, I'm doing it for the rest of my life.
It's so much more than just dance. It's a culture.
This changed people's lives.
We tried our hardest.
It's over for y'all.
I don't like Miss Thing.
What you say? You want to meet me outside? Or you want to do it now? Bitch, don't play with me.
You guys, get into it.
This is head for me.
Them bitches ain't. Period.
I wanted to jump up, but the way that this dress is set up, I have to stay still.
Bye, baby. I'm a black sheep.
Is anybody legendary here?
Yeah. Hello. Hi. Me over here. Anyway, the judges panel includes a fabulous array of talent from Laomi Maldonado to Jamila Jamil, Law Roach, and new judge Keke Palmer. Plus, some sickening guests will make their way to the stage, including Issa Rae, Bob the Drag Queen, and Kelly Rowland. Watch the dancers become legends on the season premiere of Legendary, streaming now on HBO Max.
Number two.
There's a new sheriff in town, y'all, and he means business on our number two pick, the season finale of Big Sky. The ABC drama is going big for its season finale, where Jenny is on the hunt for Travis, and Jag and Ren are figuring out the best way to deal with their father after this season's mishaps. And when Jensen Ackles' interim sheriff, Bo Arlen, comes to town, things get a bit heated between him and Jenny in front of the entire police force. Here's a preview.
Well, you must be Miss White.
And you must be the new temporary sheriff.
Yeah, I was just giving you a little bit of an orientation type thing. I guess you didn't get the memo I'd be addressing the troops.
Nope. So what did I miss?
Well, Deputy Papa Smurf. Yeah, Popperneck over here was just telling me about a sweet fishing honey hole. He was sucking up. It worked. I like him.
Sorry. Team Hoyt. Team Hoyt.
Anyway, would you like me to start from the top?
I would like a word in private.
ABC just announced that the new sheriff will be sticking around for a while, as Jensen Ackles is confirmed to be a series regular starting next season. Also joining the cast, the one and only Reba McEntire, who is the matriarch of a, quote, successful backcountry outfitter with a secret history of missing customers. Sounds intriguing. But first, watch all the drama go down on tonight's season finale of Big Sky, starting at 10 on ABC. It's trivia time. The new limited series Angeline debuts today. More on that in a minute. But first, a question about the show star Emmy Rossum, who went through a serious transformation for the role, sitting through hours of makeup and prosthetic applications. Now, a few other stars have undergone unrecognizable transformations for the small and big screen as of late, but which of these transformations took the longest to achieve each day during the hair and makeup process? Was it Emmy Rossum as Angeline, Renee Zellweger as Pam Hupp for The Thing About Pam, or Colin Farrell as Penguin for The Batman? Stick around for that answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. It's always business before bath time for The Boss Baby, and things are no different for the upcoming animated series The Boss Baby Back in the Crib, which premieres today on Netflix. Now, when he's not in the voiceover booth, what is star J.P. Karliak, who voices the Boss Baby himself, checking out? Well, that's what we found out when we asked, what you watching?
Somebody Somewhere on HBO with Bridget Everett, Jeff Hiller, Murray Hill, the late Mike Haggerty. It's just such a gorgeous slice of life about a family in the Midwest and this woman who's grappling with having cared for her sister who's passed away and where her life goes from there. But in spite of what it sounds like, it is so funny in its truth, in its heart. It's just a riot, and Jeff Hiller just slays. We adore that. There's also Together Together, which is a movie we saw that's, I think, streaming now with Ed Helms and Patty Harrison, and it's about surrogacy. And as somebody who has many friends that have taken multiple paths to having children, it really resonated with me, and it's such a small but beautiful movie. And then there's Everything Everywhere All at Once. I've got a pronoun thing kind of going on. Somebody Somewhere, Everything Everywhere Together Together. You get it. But yeah, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Michelle Yeoh, Ke-Huy Quan, back from The Goonies and Temple of Doom. I mean, to see him come back and just kill this role, it is maybe the funniest thing I've seen in a while. It is also so beautifully touching. It is the only multiverse movie you need to see this year. It is the best. It is absolutely the best. And then if you expected me to say an animated show, I'm going to say The Owl House, because The Owl House is just a stunning, 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 beautifully created world. And all of these projects are just filled with queer representation, which is so important, especially right now. So check them out.
So much love for Everything Everywhere All at Once, and for very good reason. It is playing everywhere all at once in theaters. The movie Together Together is streaming on Hulu. You can find season one of Somebody Somewhere on HBO Max. And two seasons of The Owl House are on Disney Plus. And you can hear more of Karliak as the voice of the Boss Baby in the new series Back in the Crib on Netflix. Elle Woods, Dolly Parton, Charo. All of these women have big blonde hair, flashing ambitions, and love to wear pink with pride. And now the story of another icon's blonde ambition has arrived. Our number one pick today is the series debut of Angeline. Shameless alum Emmy Rossum transforms into the 80s LA icon Angeline, a singer and actress who, in 1984, mysteriously appeared on billboards across LA in suggestive poses. Her bleach blonde hair, loud makeup, and bubblegum pink Corvette caught the attention of the whole town and local media. You can still, in fact, catch her driving around the city. But of course, that rise to fame can come with a price. Here's a preview.
Damn, Angeline, it's so big.
I bet people will talk about this 100 years from now.
Oh, oh my God.
It's working. Oh, God.
Since I was a girl, I've known that fame is my destiny. Huge, gigantic fame. And so I said, I'm going to get the love of the world.
Billboards are popping up around the city, featuring the striking image of a blonde with a single name.
Angeline.
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 The billboard queen.
Yes.
But it can be hard when you become famous. A lot of people want to be a part of it, no matter what it takes. So they'll say and write just about anything.
She was the devil in disguise.
My dad paid for those.
Money's her bottom line, not people.
I'd love to be like Barbie. She won't cry. She doesn't hurt.
You are crazy! I'm done!
Contrary to what people think, I'm actually very private.
People should respect that.
Everybody wanted to know, who is this woman? You'd look up in the sky, and there she was.
This whole Angeline story starts with me.
That did not happen. He's completely delusional.
When Angeline showed up, Ellie needed her.
Who is the real Angeline?
Don't you like the not knowing?
I remember that so differently.
I'm something that you have to experience. I'm an innocent little dog. Or porn star. I'm whatever you want me to be. But I do not want to be famous for something that I do. I want to be famous for who I am.
I'm Angeline.
That's the only story you need to know.
Well, way before the Kardashians and social media, Angeline is noted as being the first person to usher in influencer culture, seemingly becoming famous just for being famous. In her B-plus review of the series, EW critic Kristen Baldwin says, quote, Rossum's Angeline is savvy and sharp-witted, a charismatic charmer who lures men in with ego-boosting flattery and keeps them in line with schoolmarm disapproval. You can watch the story unfold when Angeline takes to the streets 14 feet in the air on the series debut, streaming now on Peacock. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which actor's recent movie or TV transformation took the longest to achieve each day in the hair and makeup process? Emmy Rossum as Angeline, Renee Zellweger as Pam Hupp for The Thing About Pam, or Colin Farrell as Penguin for The Batman? She's awfully pretty in pink. The answer is Emmy Rossum as Angeline. Rossum said the application of facial prosthetics, 3-pound fake breasts, and blue contacts sometimes took 7 hours to complete. Zellweger and Farrell, 4 hours each day. Time is certainly of the essence, and so is a believable fake nose. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm senior editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW, and I'm at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
What to Watch is written by Callie Shepp, produced by Ashley Boucher, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.